Poems from Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. This is the time of year for Maine's agricultural fairs. I won't be reading a poem today, but an excerpt from E.B. White's classic children's book, Charlotte's Web. It's a scene where Charlotte, the spider, has decided to accompany Wilbur the pig to the fairgrounds. Since E.B. White lived in Brooklyn, I think of this fair as being modeled on the Blue Hill Fair, and think of this passage every time I'm eating there. From Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. Just then Charlotte interrupted. "I shall go too," she said softly. "I have decided to go with Wilbur. He may need me. We can't tell what may happen at the fairgrounds. Somebody's got to go along who knows how to write. And I think Templeton better come too. I might need somebody to run errands and do general work." "I'm staying right here," grumbled the rat. "I haven't the slightest interest in fairs." "That's because you've never been to one," remarked the old sheep. "A fair is a rat's paradise. Everybody spills food at a fair. A rat can creep out late at night and have a feast. In the horse barn, you'll find oats that the trotters and pacers have spilled. In the trampled grass of the infield, you will find old discarded lunch boxes containing the foul remains of peanut butter sandwiches, hard-boiled eggs, cracker crumbs, bits of donuts, and particles of cheese. In the hard-packed dirt of the midway, after the glaring lights are out and the people have gone home to bed, you will find a veritable treasure of popcorn fragments, frozen custard dribblings, candied apples abandoned by tired children, sugar fluff crystals, salted almonds, popsicles, partially gnawed ice cream cones, and the wooden sticks of lollipops. Everywhere is loot for a rat, in tents, in booths, in haylofts. Why, a fair has enough disgusting leftover food to satisfy a whole army of rats. Templeton's eyes were blazing. "Is this true?" he asked. "Is this appetizing yarn of yours true? I like high living, and what you say tempts me." That was an excerpt from Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. All of the poems in this series are available at mainpublic.org for listening whenever you like, or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Schutten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems from Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.